Last time on Russiagate Z, Donald Trump reached his final and deadliest form. Smooth, wet, and powerful, he continued to dish out blows to our beloved institutions while our hero Robert Mueller gathered energy. Will Mueller's spirit bomb be enough to finally take down Trump? Find out on the exciting conclusion of Russiagate Z.
I'm so sick from the report. Sick knowing it goes all the way to the top. The corruption.
The top being Robert Mueller.
Welcome back to another episode of Ballin' Out Mueller Report.
We can't do
a special episode. About legendary Super Saiyan Robert Mueller. I'm your host, Alex Patak, with my co-host, Jeremy Hammond.
Hi.
And Katie said she would be here and then never came. So this Mueller Report.
This week we're gonna doing nothing but Dark Passenger.
The darkest passenger. Or is one from Russia.
Maybe it's a resistance passenger. I don't really know.
Well, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
In these documents.
As we read through the bar letter.
Wait, we should explain what time it is in the moment.
Sure.
The moment we're in history. So, Donald Trump is president. The year is March 2019. Frieza's ship has landed. And anything his little finger wants, he gets. So long as he can be gay with Russia. This analogy, it's good. We're going to build it as we go.
Okay, so in this analogy, because we've talked about this before, that Mueller is Goku, the special counsel is the spirit bomb.
Yes, and Donald Trump is Frieza.
Donald Trump is Frieza. Okay, so then in that case...
I have to move closer to the documents.
Who is Attorney General William Barr?
Should we...
Who
is that?
He's the current Attorney General of the United States. I'm going to say William Barr is like King Cold, because you remember after...
He's in the background.
After he gets destroyed by the... No, he's not, because...
I think the way to do this, Jeremy, because there's so much to uncover, so much collusion, so much tea... That we have to go through the documents, Alex Jones style, place the characters, and then let the scene unfold. So let's go through the letter sent by Goku here, Special Agent Robert Mueller, a lifelong Republican FBI agent who will definitely take down the Republican president.
For the record, this is not a letter from Robert Mueller. This is a letter from the Attorney General that summarizes the report by Robert Mueller.
That's true. They won't give us the documents.
They won't give us the documents.
They have the documents, and they're sitting on them.
They're afraid. They're afraid of what the truth will do to our massive truth brains.
They know. They've seen the dark. They opened the letter and saw a picture of Trump kissing a guy, and knew the American public could not stand.
The whole Mueller report is it's just pictures of Trump.
And like crayon.
They're not even like explicit. They're just like very coy little like cute kisses on the cheek.
Yeah. It's Robert Mueller trying to get hired by the Colbert Show.
Oh,
really hard.
Somebody must have made like really cute yaoi of
Trump and Putin.
Of Trump and Putin.
Let's look that up. Real quick, let's just, like, quick scan. Don't spend too much time on it, but Trump, Putin, yaoi, that should cover our bases here. Nothing flattering.
Nothing particularly.
Somebody copy and pasted Trump's naked body behind Putin's naked body on the horse.
Yes.
There's a picture of them holding hands in front of a rainbow. And then there's a girl drowning in cocks, but I think that's just that's unrelated. That's not even Yowie. Google Images sometimes doesn't give you what you want to see. But the point is that there's corruption on the highest tier of the American eagle. On the beak of the American eagle. And we have to decode that and then re-encode it in Dragon Ball language so you can understand.
And so this is at least partly relevant to the Dragon Ball podcast.
Anyway, the Attorney General has a written statement here because they can't trust us with the truth.
And I'd like to, again, remind the listeners at home that the reason why this probably very boring episode is happening...
It's not boring. It's actually exciting, current events. You'll know where your you'll tell your children where you were when this episode came out.
So this is the letter from Attorney General Barr. Dear Chairman Graham, Chairman Nadler, Ranking Member Feinstein, and Ranking Member Collins.
Wow, that's like every Kai. That's like all of the Kais.
It's the right number for North, South, East, and West, just pointing it out.
For the filler tournament they did where Goku fought PyCon, that's like where we are right now.
As a supplement to the notification provided on Friday, March 22nd, 2019, I am writing today to advise you of the principal conclusions reached by Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller III. Nobody ever brings that up.
Yeah, he's not even a junior, he's a third. It's a long line of Gokus.
And to inform you about the status of my initial review of the report he has prepared.
Tell us the secrets!
On Friday, the special counsel submitted to me a confidential report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions. As he has reached, as required by 28 CFR 600.8C. This is gonna suck.
No, we've remember that one. That was where Goku learned... That was when he learned...
That's when he met the snake princess on Snake Way, and at first she's a hot lady, and then she turns into a snake.
She's a snake.
Yeah, of course, who can forget?
So we all remember
CFR 600.8C. This report is entitled, Report on the Investigation into Russian Interference in the 2016 Presidential Election.
Stop stalling! Give us the tea!
Although my review is ongoing, I believe that it is in the public interest to describe the report and to summarize the principal conclusions reached by the special counsel and the results of his investigation.
This guy knows how to fill a page, huh?
The report explains that the special counsel and his staff thoroughly investigated allegations that members of the presidential campaign of Donald J. Trump and others associated with it conspired with the Russian government in its efforts to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, or sought to obstruct the related federal investigations. In the report, the special counsel noted that in completing his investigation, he employed 19 lawyers who were assisted by a team of approximately 40 FBI agents.
That's like, okay, so when Frieza's ship lands and all of his cronies come out of the ship.
Yes.
And they have to fight a Z warrior one-on-one. That's pretty much what we're describing here, what we're seeing. An army of low-level flunkies tossing themselves at Goku. Because they don't want him to have his powerful beam.
I am not going to read this whole letter.
I can read it. I'm really fast at reading. Maybe your power level isn't high enough to read these complicated law texts.
This is wild.
Just finish that paragraph and we'll switch off. We'll switch off. So he met the Snake counsel, Way woman.
He's on Snake Way. He met the Snake Way woman. Special counsel obtained a number of indictments and convictions of individuals and entities in connection with this investigation, all of which have been publicly disclosed. During the course of his investigation, the special counsel also referred several matters to other offices for further action. The report does not recommend any further indictments, nor did the special counsel obtain any sealed indictments that have yet to be made public. Below, I summarize the principal conclusions laid out in the special counsel. Council's report.
We got him. Feeling cornered, Frieza?
Tick-tock, tick-tock, time's coming up for you, Lord Frieza.
This is a bit like when Frieza's missing his arm and leg and he shoots that big beam in a desperation.
Old purple Mussolini.
We'll have to see what his purple beam's gonna be. How do you think Trump retaliates to this investigation, knowing that there is no further action recommended? This thing the liberal news cycle has been obsessed with for 2 full years.
The funniest part to me is that everybody is so indignant now, and even... gotta say it, even the boy, Bernie Sanders, is even saying, like, we don't need to see this letter. We need to see the full report.
We need him to post his hog. Where is the hog, Mr. Trump?
There's just, like, I don't know how everybody doesn't see the writing on the wall at this point, that this is fool's gold. It's always been fool's gold. And if you get the full report, it's not going to be any better than this.
Well, I think the real story is it's like an old movie trope. Like, the real power was him doing all the things he said on camera all along. And that he's actually just a criminal piece of shit for all of the other crimes he's committed we know about.
Yeah.
And just that you don't have him on this one doesn't really matter. And it's stupid that you spent so much time and energy looking into it, and embarrassing for you, and embarrassing for me for, you know, being around you in every social circle. American liberalism at large. But I think the broke take here is, okay, so professional managerial class liberals waiting on this report to prove Donald Trump is gay are going to just go QAnon now and decode what's really in the memo that they're not seeing.
What's the character of the liberal QAnon going to be like? Because like the current, like the real QAnon is like this sort of like shady sort of like,
right.
He has sort of like a shady cyberpunk sort of vibe to him. And like,
right.
he like speaks in little codies.
He has like detachable arms that like go on. He has like drill arm and he
well,
has
and
the one that goes
time
in the computer.
Travels now. Yeah. That's, people haven't been talking about QAnon a lot in the media recently because there was like a time.
They can't. They're afraid.
They're afraid. They're terrified.
They're afraid.
It.
He travels through time.
But people don't realize like how far the QAnon thing has gone now. To
QAnon is trunks.
They literally think he time travels. They literally think he can see the future. He can travel to the past. Like, that is regular base level QAnon belief at this point.
Only QAnon and Donald Trump can save the future.
Well, there's also the theory of Trump time traveler.
Trump time. Well, I mean, it's a shared theory. Once one is time traveling, you know, the rest of us get to... It's like once somebody gets Super Saiyan level 2, you know, the rest of them get Super
yeah,
Saiyan level 2.
Yeah, because it's like, what are we going to do? Go through a whole new thing?
What, there's just one guy has it? Yeah.
It's like when like Goku went Super Saiyan because he was angry that Krillin died and he had pushed himself to the level where he was like at that point where he could become Super Saiyan.
Also, but it's then, the part of the story where they lead you to believe, oh, it will just be Goku. Goku is biologically the prophecy
yes.
of the legendary Super Saiyan. And then they're like, just kidding, there's more. Children. Children are doing it.
Exactly. And so like then the next one is, you know, we see Trunks, but then like when Vegeta goes Super Saiyan, it's literally just like a 1 minute scene where he's just like, he's training real hard and he's like, I'm never going to be better than Kakarot. Okay, I'm Super Saiyan now.
Right, but it's one of the coolest scenes because he cries. And you never see a real alpha cry like that.
It's the one that's in every fucking MGTOW video. It's the one that they always pull the fucking soundbite from where he's like, I didn't care anymore. I didn't care if I was stronger than Kakarot. I didn't care about anything.
I don't
like,
need a date on Friday night. I'm at home and it's fine.
That's me realizing that getting my KDR up was more important than getting my dick wet.
That it's one of the best scenes, though. It's too bad they've appropriated it.
Yeah.
They take Vegeta from us.
So, shall we move forward into this letter?
Yes, but I don't know. I feel like the obvious thing is that... We should address... liberal QAnon still. We still haven't figured out who's
going to
be. Oh, yes.
Okay, so who's the character of liberal QAnon? I'm going to...
They always go for like a Captain America type who, you know, addresses the president formally with titles.
Right, and that's how they have like envisioned like the folk tale.
That's who they think Mueller is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The folk tale of Mueller is Captain America, Boy Scout, loves the process.
He loves the process. He may be on the other side of the aisle, but he was trained in the woods as a Boy Scout.
So I think you're right. It's going to be like a Captain America type. But I'm trying to think of like other liberal conspiracy type people in the past. And like what I keep coming back to is that like the 9/11 conspiracy theory was 100% a liberal conspiracy theory for a long time.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, that's the appeal to it is because it's anti-Bush.
Yeah.
And you don't want to like Bush. He's Sell.
So what I think
Bush is Sell. It's canon in the show.
So what I think is going to make a comeback is going to be a loose change zeitgeist-esque style of documentary. That's a lot of like Google Earth footage of like zooming in and out on locations with
Google Earth footage of Putin's bedroom. They can't see inside. And they're like, look at it. It looks kind of suspicious in there.
Well, but so
you see a wig.
The styling is it's Google Earth slowly zooming in on Putin's house as a chill anime hip hop beat to study, relax to plays in the background. And a obvious college freshman says, Donald Trump says he's never seen Putin before, but we know he sucked his dick.
And then unrelated footage of just like other people kissing.
Yeah. Other people kissing, and then a sand dune with wind flying over it, and then a couple of like ancient columns.
Well, that's what's so good about Zeitgeist is their points are stupid, but they blast you with war footage that's so upsetting to watch that you're just open to anything after that. Because you're like, that's all real things that happened. Why not? Why isn't Jesus a sun god or whatever that movie starts out with? Why isn't the Fed made of Jews? There's a big part about the Fed in there.
Yeah, everybody forgets about that part. Everyone's always like...
They focus on the 9/11
part. About historical Christ, 9/11, and then they're like, the Fed part,
because it's a bit more abstract, I guess, but...
and definitely way more tips his hand about what his actual beliefs are.
I've definitely mentioned this on this podcast before, but I saw that movie and emailed my sociology professor... And then he was like, this is embarrassing for you. Which, it's nice he sent a response, I think. It would be easy not to answer that email.
There was, do you remember Alex, or Alec Baldwin had a podcast for a little while on WNYC that was called, like, Here's the Thing. And he would interview random people about, you know, Alec Baldwin bullshit.
Yeah.
But one of them, the best one ever, was with the director of Loose Change. Mm-hmm. And it was about how he's now like an adult and he's trying to get jobs in like film editing and stuff.
Oh, he has a great viral sample.
Exactly. Like he has this like wonderful piece to show people where he's like, I have the capability of making viral content, but then everyone like sees it and they're just like, yeah,
the
no.
baggage is too heavy. Around Loose Change. That's too bad, though, because it is viral. Like, it's an effective piece of media.
Yeah.
I think they should hire that guy if you see him. He deserves it. You know, everybody makes stupid stuff.
Do you have any insight into liberal QAnon?
I'm trying to think of QAnon as a character in terms of genre. Again, like you were saying, QAnon, right-wing QAnon is cyberpunk. And left-wing QAnon could be a Jeremy Scahill style journalist who's uncovering a Loose Change type thing. But what is the step above a Captain America? A Superman? Somebody who... he has to be mysterious in some way. And he can't... QAnon has just stolen all the good tropes, so it's hard to like mirror against him.
Yeah, because QAnon does have a lot of Loose Change in the blend.
Right. Well, because he's cyberpunk and he time travels. I think the only way to get him is with another
steampunk.
He's a steampunk.
Steampunk journalist.
It's a video of him yelling over the roar of a Zeppelin. Going, ask yourself, where was Donald Trump when the Kremlin was invaded? Sorry, that's the propeller!
Sorry, that's the sound of my dirigible! We don't call them Zeppelins because this isn't a pre-Zeppelin time!
Okay, yeah, that's who he is. That's the best I'm going to get on that.
Okay, onward with the letter.
Okay, I'm reading this part, and you can do the Dragon Ball connection. So we're into the meat of the letter now, written by the Attorney General. Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, in bold. The special counsel's report is divided into two parts. The first describes the result of the special counsel's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. The report outlines the Russian effort to influence the election and documents crimes committed by persons associated with the Russian government in connection with those efforts. The report further explains that a primary consideration for the special counsel's investigation was whether any Americans, including individuals associated with the Trump campaign, joined the Russian conspiracies to influence the election, which would be a federal crime. The special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. As the report states, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
Okay, can you imagine just how much easier this would be for the libs to swallow if they just found one? One person, just one, like a Seth Rich type. Just like, that's what it's going to be. They're going to find a Seth Rich. The liberals are going to find a Seth Rich.
Sure.
They're going to find a, you know Seth Rich, right?
Who is he?
Okay, Seth Rich is kind of at the center of the late era Pizzagate conspiracy, right?
Oh, okay.
So after Pizzagate started to fall apart, and after Russiagate started to pick up, all of these Pizzagate people were like,
which we can't emphasize enough, unrelated conspiracy theorists.
But
different psychotic people.
No, but this is where they meet. Because the Pizzagate people, the MAGA people, they think that there's this guy, Seth Rich. He was a DNC operative who worked in like data mining. He was like a nobody. He just had like some shitty job where he's like probably maintaining like a van database or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
He maintained a van, if you know what I'm saying. Full of children, if you're catching my grift.
So he was maintaining this database, and at one point he was walking home from a bar and he got robbed and shot and he died.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And then the police were like, well, actually, he wasn't robbed. He just got shot. And he's,
oh, they thought the Clintons did it.
Right. So then all these MAGA people were like, the Clintons did it because Seth Rich is the guy who leaked the DNC emails. It was him who sent it to Julian Assange, and that clears Trump, right? And that
did they prove that, or did that
no just, no oh, okay. None of this is this is all
why did I even ask
absolute nonsense. Seth Rich was most likely
Seth
what
Rich.
Everybody thinks he was, which is a fucking nobody. And
Seth
it's
Rich
tragic he died
is Yamcha in that he's dead.
Anyways, I think that the continuation of the Russiagate conspiracy, because it has to continue, because everybody has just really overcommitted to this. Like, you can't now be like, well, I'm just glad we found out that there was no Russian conspiracy. You've spent 2.5 years talking about it. So I think that where this goes is it's going to obviously shrink a lot, just like Pizzagate did, but I think it's gonna have to have a...
Well, we'll
Seth
have
Rich.
The steampunk followers.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll have a Seth Rich, like a Patsy.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to find somebody who was just in some way at all connected to the Trump campaign who died. That's all they need.
Okay.
They need one person who worked for Trump to have died in a even remotely...
But they're also healthy. How will they find any? I mean, it's too bad because they got Manafort and all those other people before the conspiracy, you know, really built up to the fun part we're at now.
Right.
So they know those people did talk to Russia and were just doing normal grifting they always do. but that doesn't fit into the narrative of supreme Tom Clancy subterfuge, so they can't use that.
That's the best part, man, is that like this whole thing relies on this Tom Clancy story where like this like insane conspiracy is happening, but at the same time, literally everybody knows to be true that Trump did not want to be president.
Oh my God, the warheads in his wig. Yeah, he was openly doing it to get like a cable deal. He was going to make Trump TV or whatever.
This was a joke. This was a bit that went too far. Just like what's his name? That comedian that we know who got the Trump tattoo when Trump first announced, because he was like, this is funny that Trump is running for president, so he got a Trump tattoo.
I missed that.
Oh, yeah, it's, Jason Scoop.
Oh, that motherfucker. Which we'll have to bleep.
But yeah, when Trump first announced, Jason Scoop got a tattoo that said Trump 2016. And on his forearm, too, not even in, like, a, like, easily hidden place. And
his big thing too is doing a Barack Obama impression.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure still. And he has Trump tattooed on his arm, and the only thing people know about him is that he hit a woman.
And he does an Obama impression.
And he does an Obama impression.
So yes, yeah, so he got the Trump tattoo, and then as it became increasingly clear that Trump was not only not a complete joke, but also oh shit, Katie's here.
All right, so where were should we just read the next paragraph? I mean, yeah. You got to the part where
so we were talking about Jason Scoop. Yes. And how he got a Trump tattoo at the beginning of the campaign, and then as it became more real, he had to then pivot and be like, actually, I like Trump, and this is cool that I have a Trump tattoo. And then he got a picture with Donald Trump with the tattoo in the picture.
Which I bet Trump loved. Yeah, because he's Frieza.
Where in the report are we? Sorry, no one made it clear when we were actually meeting today. It was a real, like... comedy of errors for your big Shakespeare heads out there.
If you want to talk about a comedy of errors, let's look at the Trump presidential campaign.
Folks!
He's Frieza. We're at the part of the letter where it talks about how the report isn't going to get anybody and it was a waste of everyone's time.
Oh,
the beginning.
Okay. You know, filling in the gaps.
Okay, yeah, you didn't miss anything. Actually, you haven't missed anything from 2016 to now. At least in terms of Russiagate. I mean, you would miss, like, the rise of the American Gestapo and stuff, but that hasn't been covered on the news. Like, Trump kissing Slavic men. So let's get on to this next part. So there's a part in italics here I'm going to skip over about use of the word coordinated. Okay. The special counsel's investigation determined that there were two main Russian efforts to influence the 2016 election. The first involved attempts by a Russian organization, the Internet Research Agency, very Russian name.
In parentheses, IRA, the only IRA they know about.
The Agencia, to conduct disinformatia and social media operations in the United States designed to sow social discord. So this is the plot where Russia made Facebook suck and not all your relatives.
I think it's both.
Well, we'll get to it. We're reading the letter.
Relatives already were sucking, and then they were just like, when that good quality Russia tent started coming in, they were just like,
That's the thing,
that
is like
nurturing content for my family argument at Thanksgiving and graduations and family drunk driving hearings.
It says here, Nobama psychoblot has a funny meme. Let's share this 10,000 times. Okay. As noted above, the special counsel did not find that any U.S. person or Trump campaign official or associate conspired or knowingly coordinated with the IRA in its efforts, although the special counsel brought criminal charges against a number of Russian nationals and entities in connection with these activities. So
you know who was a real huge supporter of the actual IRA? Pete King.
I thought you were going to say
it Steve
Jeremy
King.
Corbyn.
One of the kings. One of the one from Long Island.
Not.
Oh, I think. Isn't that Steve?
I don't know.
Steve
I can't
King
remember which
is
one
the
it is.
White nationalist.
Okay, then it's Pete King.
Okay.
Peter King was a huge, huge supporter of
Sean
the IRA.
King.
And then once 9/11 happened, made a huge pivot to, like, actually, I think bombs are bad. Terrorism is wrong.
It's only cool when Irish people do it. Because Prots can fuck off. And in Dragon Ball terms, they're Namekians. Anyway, back to the Facebook thing. So obviously there was, intelligence fuckery from the Russian government, because there is in every international election between
yes.
major powers.
Well, and anybody
but
who
they
was...
couldn't connect it to a fucking guy who owns a casino in Jersey is what this report is saying.
Anyone who was online in 2016 knows that there was some sort of weird internet fuckery going on, just exclusively based on the fact that everybody said the same things all the time. There was never any variance from very specific talking points.
You know how you'd go on Reddit and you'd click the link that said, put your hands up to give me your energy. Where is this coming from? Who wants my energy?
But I think Katie's right that there was both there. There was the shitty grandparents and there was the Russian bot people, and that the Russian bot people were providing nutrition for the shitty grandparents by saying to them, you know, you could keep saying Obama is a Kenyan, or you could start talking about Uranium One. And that's way harder to dismiss.
Make Thanksgiving interesting this year. Right, but I don't know. If the main issue you're having is the perverse radicalization of the elderly, your problem isn't really the international intelligence community so much as it is Fox News and the Rupert Murdoch Empire and all the other things you know about that are part of your daily life, because your family is already ruined. I guess would be my point. Yeah, but Facebook sucks, and they just weren't talking to anybody in Jersey. Let's read about the second part. The second element involved the Russian government's efforts to conduct computer hacking operations designed to gather and disseminate information to influence the election. Or so I guess maybe this is the Facebook part? Oh, let's keep reading. The special counsel found that the Russian government actors successfully hacked into computers and obtained emails from persons associated with the Clinton campaign and Democratic organizations, and publicly disseminated those materials through various intermediaries, including WikiLeaks. Based on these activities, the special counsel brought criminal charges against a number of Russian military officers for conspiring to hack into computers in the United States for the purpose of influencing the election. But as noted above, the special counsel did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these efforts, despite multiple offers from Russian affiliated individuals to assist the Trump campaign. So there were offers on the table to
get the emails. Honestly, it's just like kind of how 9/11 happened, where everyone knew about it, but they're like, we'll just let it slide.
Katie, you missed the loose change discussion we had at minute 15.
I'm sorry.
But that is a good way to sum it up.
Donald Trump Jr. whips his head around at them and says, yes, the plan still stands. What was that story that they always had about Dick Cheney where someone's like, the planes are coming. Is the plan still set? Of course the damn plan is still set. And they're like, he was talking about 9/11 happening.
Yeah, he was talking about 9/11 happening. He's talking about a fishing trip he was going on. And then he had a heart attack.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, Trump's definitely too stupid to collude anything, because that would mean he would have to have the masterful insight into, like, political espionage.
Yeah.
But I think he was surrounded with enough goons that, like schemers and, like, straight up, like, grifters that, like, one of them got wind and they're like, let's just not mention it and then just let it roll.
Well, it says they couldn't find any fucking goons, though. That's the
no
thing.
Goons.
No goons. I'm very surprised by this.
Zero goons.
It was less effective than Operation Facebook Spam.
And surprise, that time that Trump on national TV said, Russia, if you have the rest of the emails, release them, actually was just a senile old man doing a bit. Wow, it's exactly what it sounded like it was.
Well, they did release them through WikiLeaks.
Yes, that's, yes. I mean, that
and
maybe
Russia
the only...
And Russia did have the letters. I think it's more just like... He was just jazzed. Like, when someone you don't like gets their public text, someone posts the receipts, and, like, even though you're not directly involved, you're just like, do you got more receipts, though? Like, I want to see those.
You know when it's your birthday and your grandpa finds out Chili's still serves a pot roast? And you see his energy jump up through the roof? That's what that was, but for international emails from from Russian governments. Okay, obstruction of government. Obstruction of justice, the next paragraph. The report's second part addresses a number of actions by the president, most of which have been subject of public reporting that the special counsel investigated as potentially raising obstruction of justice concerns. After making a thorough factual investigation into these matters, the special counsel considered whether to evaluate the conduct under department standards regarding prosecution and conviction, but ultimately determined not to make a traditional prosecutorial judgment. The special counsel therefore did not draw a conclusion one way or the other as to whether the examined conduct constituted obstruction. Instead, for each of the relevant actions investigated, the report sets out evidence on both sides of the question and leaves unresolved what the special counsel views as difficult issues of law and fact concerning what the president's actions and intent could be viewed as obstruction. The special counsel's report states that while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. We got him! We got Frieza again!
It's just been so funny seeing everyone have a meltdown that this wasn't as good as they hoped it'd be. Yeah. And I'm like, there's enough other stuff, you guys, that you did that's illegal. I'm sure you can find one.
We'll find something, guys.
Literally,
chin up.
Any business record of his.
Any of the real estate deals he did with the mob before he was running for office as a joke.
The literal Russian mob.
Or in this case... The Ginyu Force. I have a hard time when it's a bunch of people and not just one guy. Because it's one guy, you're like,
that's
Yajirobe.
You know, it is the wishy-washy ending of this, that while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him, is like at the end of the Frieza fight when Goku flies off the planet and leaves it to explode, and you're like, I'm sure Frieza died, but he can breathe in space.
That's true, because he's a freaking alien.
I'm sorry I was late, everyone. This happened.
Katie was late, and for that reason, there was no collusion!
I just, you know, it was a confusing text message thread, and that's on me for not clarifying.
Right, let's see if we can get to the conclusion here on status of department's review. All right, the Attorney General says he's mindful of public interest in the matters. I know you guys are upset, and I recognize that, and that's real. He's going to release as much as he can, consistent with applicable law, regulation, and departmental policies, as long as I can still hide the truth. It is apparent that the report contains material that could be subject to Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 6E. So that's when Goku, he learned instant transmission.
Yeah.
6E is when he learned instant transmission.
Yes.
The other one was when he fought the Snake Woman.
This is bad.
That was one. Which imposes restrictions on the use and disclosure of information relating to the matter for a grand jury, and then a bunch of other techniques Goku learned. So they're going to release more of the report, and Trump will be in handcuffs by the end of the week for sure. Heart emoji. That's how
eggplant
it ends.
Emoji, weird.
Eggplant emoji, squirt emoji. Oops, that was from Trump to Putin. My bad, William P. Barr.
You know, I relate to this whole situation because I'm someone who really wants revenge on all my enemies, and I will bend over backwards to try and catch someone in the act. But as Jeremy has seen me do very publicly, that if I get too amped, it just, you know, it doesn't come out right.
I'm trying to think of what anything you've done could be similar to conducting
a two and a half year international investigation
of presidential collusion.
I got ghosted a lot when I first moved to New York. And I was, you know, and in order to figure out why and how, you got to dive deep. And right. I did.
That's
I
where got, you get the FBI involved.
Yes, female...
body inspectors.
Female bro insiders. It's when I hold up text messages to my female bros and I'm like, what does this mean? It's just okay. No period.
The receipt says Donald Trump Jr. read my text.
What is he doing all day long?
I do sympathize with this in a similar way. Like, I've definitely...
Because now
like,
they have to hear him gloat. And like, I know. And that's got to be the fucking worst.
It's going to be so bad, and nobody's going to be clean of this.
That's why you can't sympathize with it, because it was a bad idea, and now he gets to gloat, and his approval rating's going to go up, and it's going to look like he's not an insane criminal, even though we all know he is, just about other stuff.
So, why do we think that this happened?
What, like, which part?
The, like... Why did the liberal establishment buy in so hard to this? Like,
oh,
why
did this become, I have an answer.
Like,
I,
why did this become such a like the
I don't have, like,
centerpiece
a funny answer.
Of it? No, it's fine. I mean, like, this isn't a funny episode, it turns out.
Well, like, oh, no
the
shit.
The beginning was pretty funny.
Once again, guys, I'm so sorry I'm late. I wouldn't have let this happen, but that's okay. It's interesting to actually hear our thoughts and feelings on this because it is really pertinent. I really what it is it's this mindset of still working within the system, whereas if like laws and justice are doing anything for anyone right now.
Right.
So I think the idea is that the people who are so pro-Trump, if we found out that Trump was a quote unquote traitor in like the traditional, you know, state and country type way, that would be like the reckoning, but it's like no one gives a shit about that. Like,
yeah,
you know, and now it's just like doubling down. So I think it's like not just because technically, like I said, like he's done a ton of illegal stuff. They
right.
could have picked literally any of them. But I think they went after this because they really felt like that, and also because of the her emails though shit.
Yeah.
And it's like justice for Hillary and also like, you know, getting them where it hurts. And I'm like, well, you fucked up on all counts. So I don't know what to tell you.
That's what it is for me, though. I am 100% convinced the only reason we can all rally around Russia stealing the election from Hillary Clinton is the underlying gut basis that the liberal establishment refuses to abandon, which is we've done nothing wrong. We ran a campaign perfectly, doing polls, checking to see what people like the most without abandoning full worship of capital and the prevalence of the hierarchic order we already have. And that is not going to change, and we're not going to look into it. So
right.
that can't have been the problem. The problem was
Russia.
That people were squatting on the other side of the world, and they somehow got into my Facebook. In Dragon Ball terms, this is a very clear part of every arc where the hero recognizes that they cannot defeat Frieza without going Super Saiyan. They cannot defeat Cell without going Super Saiyan 2, and they have to push themselves into a new level, into a new direction. They need to lock themselves in a white room with no borders and fight their dad for 2 years in the span of 2 days. And that is what we are waiting for to happen. Get your fishing rods ready. It's dad time.
I think the psychosis runs deeper than that, even. Because I think that this comes down to something like
Steamship QAnon. It goes deeper than that, actually. Hold on, I'm getting on my propeller backpack.
Katie, you missed this, but we decided that the liberal QAnon is going to be a steampunk character.
Oy vey. As if I already don't find the concept annoying. It's just like sprinkling steampunk on there, just like making sure I really fucking hate it.
Look out, my helium jetpack is too big for this car we're in.
So, the psychosis runs deeper, is what I think. I think that a lot of this was rooted in a decision that every voter made at some point, which was whether or not they were going to bow down and let Hillary be completely unopposed, right? There was this point where people, before like Bernie even really started to pop off, where people were like, so it's just going to be Hillary then, right?
Right.
Well, and yeah. Everyone's like, yeah, it's just going to be Hillary. She's the most qualified. She's the most electable. And everyone's like, I agree. She is the most electable. And everybody had to make this value choice where they were like, I think a lot of people who were going to vote were like more into what Bernie was selling than they were into what Hillary was selling, but they sold themselves this false idea that Bernie couldn't win, Bernie was unelectable, so they went with Hillary. And I think a lot of this comes down to looking inward and saying, was I just completely wrong about that? Like, and I can't be wrong about that, so this has to be what happened.
But like, what kind of analysis is useful in every voter's decision versus what this one clear organization that dominates the election cycle, which is the Democratic
convention. Oh no, there's a more yours is a more
not to run.
Yours is a more actionable thing moving forward. Like, you have an actual solution to this problem. I have a very depressing vision of what happens in everybody when they get old and sell out.
Especially, I don't know, did you have any parents who did what my parents wanted to do, which was register as a Republican to James Bond infiltrate the Republican primary and vote against Trump? I think that shows a real psychological defeatism that we just missed because everything was falling apart when we got here.
Right. I think a lot of people just like ran on this notion that like no matter what, the Democrats are going to win and we have to put forward the person who's going to be able to get the most stuff passed, right? Because that's the other thing people would talk about, right? Is like, Bernie's great, but like, you know, he's never going to get any of that stuff done. And coming from this place of like, of course a Democrat is going to win. I think this is all about just like people not wanting to look inward. And I think it's kind of what you were saying too, right? Like, it's a question about ourselves that people don't want to ask.
Why do men believe in conspiracy theories? Because they cannot deal with the idea of an outside force having more influence over themselves than themselves.
Yes. It's there was a great Alan Moore quote.
Oy vey.
I know, but it's a really good quote.
Please put on your Guy Fawkes mask before you quote.
I've been wearing it the whole time.
Katie doesn't even see the mask anymore. You wear it so frequently.
Can you do it in like a shitty British accent?
Do it in a V for Vendetta.
I mean, I'm going to be paraphrasing because it's a very long quote, but it's essentially like...
Oh, you got an email from Chuck Schumer while we were recording.
He won't stop.
Chucky loves you, man.
Chuck Schumer headline, our outlook right now.
I somehow got on some weird listserv from like the mayor. And so now like de Blasio is like, hello, Catherine.
Like, maybe I'll run for president.
I keep getting weird emails from him and telling me about like the municipal like park system. And I'm like, okay.
Can we all agree that Chuck Schumer is Hercule because he thinks he's the one fighting Frieza, even though he has nothing to do with it?
I have a weird fondness for Chuck Schumer, though, and it's solely based in the fact that he's so Jewish. And I know that that drives fucking Chuds insane. Yeah. Even if he is ineffective, even if he is a genuine piece of garbage, I love the fact that just this massive Jew is out there. just ruining their day.
Just washing his hands.
Thanks for taking up space, Chuck. Oh, I see you.
Anyway, do the funny accent and the Alan Moore quote.
I'm not going to do the funny accent, but the Alan Moore quote is essentially saying, like, the reason why we believe in conspiracy theories is essentially that, like, it's more comforting to believe that there is this broad conspiracy of I think he says, like, lizard men and global bankers or something like that, instead of the truth, which is that nobody's in control, everything is rudderless, and there's nothing out there.
Yeah, he's done so much acid. So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that fucking book. It's terrible.
Which one?
The book of him just having a three-way with
his
wife.
His, like, Born of Fire or something like that. Oh, it's the one where it's, like, different stages of, like, English history.
Have you ever read an Alan Moore script for a comic book?
No.
Every panel he writes an essay for.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Yeah, if you read what the fuck is that one? The one about Jack the Ripper.
Oh, From Hell.
From Hell. There's a literal, like, dictionary glossary worth of essays at the back of it. Here's the thing about those.
And then they're just like, oh, okay, the folly of man, I'll do a window, and there's a guy in it.
This is like a digression, but as someone who has drawn comics from someone else's script, I can only imagine how annoying it must be to work with these, like, shaman, psycho, like, you know, psychoactive weirdos who are, like Alan Moore or... who's the Batman one? Ugh, I smoke so
Grant
much.
Morrison.
Grant Morrison or Garth Ennis, where they're just like, you're like, yeah, exactly like Alex said, like, all right, so it's a comic about superheroes. Oi, it's about the journey of the mind and the devil, and also about, you know, the one's inward self and battling demons. You're like, okay, so Batman.
So what is Batman doing?
He's doing a punch in this one. I'm going to draw him doing a punch. All right. But on the flip side of this, just before we move on, I cannot pick a greater goal to have for your career than to be an obtuse comic book writer and just make someone read your bullshit for hours. Yeah. That's
to
what
be
I want more than
enough
anything
that everybody has to. They
have just
got to no
deal
choice.
With you
instead of like me just getting like weird scripts from just psychos.
Yeah, where somebody says something like her breasts hang beautifully.
Oh, you got. I got one once that when I was working at a shop in Portland, this guy found out I drew. And he just insisted I read a script, and he presented it to me as, so you know how everyone knows about what is that called when all the robots are going to take over?
The singularity.
Yeah, he's like, so you know how everyone knows about the singularities coming?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like, no. And he's like, oh, well, you should read this.
Oh, honey.
Great.
Oh, honey.
All right, to wrap this up. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, how do we rate the Mueller investigation? Alex?
I'm going to give it 0 out of 7 Dragon Balls. One of the worst filler arcs I have ever seen in politics. Kind of not a clear concept to begin with, and then very far-fetched and unexciting in execution. I wish we were watching Goku learn how to drive.
Katie, out of 7 Dragon Balls.
We'll give this 1 Dragon Ball, y'all.
one Dragon Ball for the silver fox behind it all.
I give it 2 Dragon Balls. I think, largely this is a boring filler arc. I think it had its highs and its lows, obviously, like any other arc does. Major positives to take away. It is a good thing, I suppose, that Paul Manafort is going to jail.
Yay!
There's some bad people who are going to jail, even if it has nothing to do with Trump being gay with Putin.
Yeah, it's true. Although we know he is, and he's on a horse.
Well, this has been another episode.
Ballin' out Mueller report!
And now a song.